Hey, this is Morris Baxter in the studio with a very special guest. I want to welcome a gentleman that's been doing some big things for the city of Atlanta. It's Jay Carter. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. Well, I appreciate you having me.
Hey, and I'm glad to have you here. You know, you have been doing something big for the city. It's always good to really enhance the cultural activities that go around the city of Atlanta. And you've got the One Music Fest coming back again for its fourth year. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, as you stated, it's our fourth year. It's been growing every year. But the whole premise was to try to use music as a foundation to kind of bring together different gaps in different communities in Atlanta, you know, be it culture, race, age. So really trying to harness just good progressive music and just do it on a larger stage.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is when people have ideas and everything starts with an idea. Mm-hmm. What made you come up with this?
Actually, it was an idea we had probably about 4 years prior to actually doing the event. You know, just I moved to Atlanta in high school from New York. Mm-hmm. So and looking at a lot of the festivals and the open air music events, there just seemed to be a void in a certain type of events, you know. So we always wanted to figure out a way to try to take music that we all listen to and love and put it in one space and see if we can just kind of draw and pull all types of folks together. So it's a fusion of progressive hip-hop, funk, rock, soul, reggae, R&B, and just really just trying to use the music and the artists as a driving force to kind of create this movement in Atlanta. And people seem to be catching on, man.
Well, I tell you what, they're definitely catching on because you're in your fourth year. And with all those genres that you have, the beauty of it is the beautiful people that come out because it's a diverse group of folks.
Right, right. So this year, well, you know, as you stated, you've been there every year. so you are a demographic,
sure.
You know. So. But still, and yet you'll turn around and see a 17-year-old with a hand in the air enjoying the music, you know. Mm-hmm. Actually, a funny story is that we had an MPU meeting, you know, with the old Fourth Ward community. It's a diverse group of folks, majority white were the people that we were meeting with. And as we were telling about One Music Fest, we didn't really get into the artist as of yet. And then the 60-year-old white man just raised his hand and said, "This One Music Fest, is this thing with Snoop Dogg?" And we said, "Yeah, it's the event with Snoop Dogg." And he said, "Good, because I brought my tickets last week."
Oh, wow.
So it's and that kind of brought a smile to our face. Like,
sure,
all right, so
sure.
It is generational. It is a cultural fusion and movement that's actually catching on. So we're touching a lot of different types of folks, and that's what it's all about, man. That's what a true metropolitan and progressive city is all about.
And I'm glad you used that man, the 60-year-old man, as opposed to using my age. Now, this is happening Saturday, September 14th, which is this Saturday. And the thing and success really shows when you have to move it to a different venue.
Yeah.
And tell us about the venue that you chose.
Well, we're right in the heart of Old Fourth Ward. Excuse me. So we're in historic Fourth Ward Park and Masquerade Music Park. So we're kind of enclosing that entire area. It's about 250,000 square feet of green space. It's beautiful out there. The festival gods have blessed us with 81 degrees, 0% chance of rain.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. Not too hot. Yeah. Not too cool. But it's a beautiful park if you've never been there. It's right on the Beltline, right off North Avenue. We got two stages. You know, we got a local hometown favorite, Ruby Vell, and the Soul Phonics. Beautiful music. We got the Goody Mob, CeeLo Green. They're doing the 14-year reunion.
And that I think, is one of the highlights for a lot of people. And it kind of goes really good together because – you've got folks coming to the historic Fourth Ward, plus you have people that are from the city of Atlanta that are really like an icon. And when I speak about Goody Mob, which kind of really makes this thing even extra special.
Mm-hmm. It does. that collectively they haven't been together in 14 years. You know, CeeLo and everyone else has gone on to do separate projects. Mm-hmm. And he's really exploded as a personality and as a face. So to have them actually come back together for this reunion and do it with One Music Fest is huge. And they're going to make it special as well. So we can't really say what all is going to happen.
Right.
But they're going to make it special. So I would advise everyone to charge that phone, bring that extra battery.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something special.
Well, you know that they're going to do it because they're at the hometown and folks have been waiting on them. I mean, the excitement for this is unbelievable because if people feel the way I feel about Goody Mob in general, they are definitely going to be in store for a treat. Now, it's more than just Goody Mob on this. And tell the folks when it starts and how the festival runs and how long it runs.
Well, the gates open at noon. Gates open at noon. Live music begins at 1:30. We have Luke James, who's going to be performing, who's just getting off tour with Beyonce, who I think really truly possesses that soulful Motown feel. He's bringing R&B back. We have Guapale, which is also a favorite. Sure. We have Amel LaRue, who has not been back to land in probably 6-7 years.
Ooh-wee.
We have Quadrant. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see them. I think the last time we saw them was opening up for Rafael Sadiq some time back.
Sure.
Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back with Reese. We're going to bring Reese through the radio station, do some stuff with you guys.
Yeah.
Pete Rock.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about him earlier. He's going to do a little DJ set and an after party with us over at Halo.
Okay.
And we got a young veteran, you know, his name is reigning from Brooklyn. Pete Rock is working directly with him. Q-Tip, DJ Premier is working with him as well. Goes by the name of Joey Badass.
Okay.
He's a serious brother. He's 18 years old, but he has an old hip-hop spirit. And his fan base ranges from 15 to 45.
Sure.
So we're excited to have him as well. And, of course, we got the legend Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Also known as Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion, right.
So. You know, and that's the beauty about the One Music Fest is you get an opportunity to be exposed to a lot of new and upcoming artists. Of course, being in the music industry, I know the artists that you're talking about. And I also know how dynamic each and every one of them are individually. But this gives folks an opportunity to expand and broaden their horizon when it comes to these type of artists. So this is really, it's helping everybody. It's helping us, and it's definitely benefiting them being exposed to the masses.
And I think that's that's what music is. It's about discovery, you know. So it's a $40 ticket. So it's not an expensive ticket. So I mean, if you were going to see Snoop Lion or CeeLo live in concert, you're spending $50-$60.
Yeah, just for them.
Right. So now you're walking away with nine shows, food trucks, giveaways, a merchant village, and it's exposing you to different types of music, and it's allowing you to walk away a fan, to possibly new artists that you never heard of.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a discovery thing. It's a cultural, it's a resurgence kind of, you know, as far as One Music Fest, we're proud of the brand. We're proud of the brand. A lot of people said it wouldn't work in Atlanta just for the history of Atlanta and the different kind of, you know, the barriers, the cultural barriers in Atlanta. But I think if we were to do it anywhere, I think Old Fourth Ward is probably one of the best places possibly, because I think it's experiencing this cultural rebirth. It's a beautiful community. It's a very diverse community. You know, it's right in between your Highlands and your little Five Points.
Sure.
I mean, that speaks to it as well.
That's right.
So, you know, it's a great event. We expect probably around 7,000 plus people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely advise you to get out there early, find a cool little spot, bring out a blanket, cool out,
right.
Bring a little cash. We got about 8 to 9 different food trucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, last year the food trucks ran out of food.
Sure.
Folks was eating up so much.
Sure.
And that was around 8:30. So we doubled the food trucks this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some for the vegans. We got some for the pork eaters.
That's
We got a little bit of everything.
That's right.
We're even going to have a little cigar lounge out there as well for our cigar smokers. And so we're going to have guys out there doing custom cigar rolls and wraps. So it's a great event. It's bigger than music. It's about us. It's about community. It's about enjoying each other.
Well, you know, it's definitely community. And it, if you think about it, all the things you name really highlights the city of Atlanta. You're in the historic Fourth Ward.
Mm-hmm.
You're involving diverse folks to come down and enjoy. In addition to that, you are using the food trucks and those vendors that really work hard and are really always seeking a lot of exposure because it's a good thing that's going on. And it really fits and coincides with the One Music Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, you've got more people coming on.
Right.
So whenever you have more people becoming involved in it after its inception, mm-hmm. that's always a good sign for many years to come.
I agree. It is. And that's a good lead-in because this would not be possible without some of the sponsors and the people that really stood behind mm-hmm. it. So this year we have Heineken that's involved. Mountain Dew has been with us from day one.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. I know this is a Coke town, but Pepsi has really jumped all over this thing and is pushing the music and the brand. And Minnie's doing something real special with us as well. Minnie Cooper. We're actually going to have a fleet of 20 Minis.
Mm-hmm.
We have parking at the Civic Center. We're also trying to push people to take MARTA and take that to the North Avenue MARTA station. So from 12 to 6, we're going to have a fleet of Minis just picking up folks with One Music Fest tickets, mm-hmm. taking them from the MARTA station and Civic Center and driving them directly to Fourth Ward Park. So it enhances the experience. We want you to arrive in comfort and style.
Sure.
You know, so Minnie has gotten behind us again. This is year two for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it does speak a lot for the brand to have these other brands come partner with us to enhance the experience.
Again, it's Saturday, September 14th in the old historic Fourth Ward, One Music Fest in its fourth year. This is totally incredible. I can't wait to talk to you again when it's year number 10.
Right.
And then 20.
Hopefully.
Because this thing is, it's catching on. It's contagious and it's a good thing.
I appreciate it.
And if you keep doing this, you'll probably get the key to the city.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it. You hear that, Kasim?
Uh-huh.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. We've been talking to Jay Carter. I tell you what, it's been an absolutely great treat. I'm looking forward to the fest. Again, we thank you for all that you're doing because it coincides with what we do here at the station by exposing new musicians, new artists, whether it be from rap to hip hop to rock. It doesn't matter. It's all about good music mm-hmm. and enjoyment and enjoying. Most importantly, the number one most important thing is involving community.
Right.
Because, of course, you know the phrase, it takes a village. And it looks like it's happening because many hands make for light work.
Amen. I appreciate that. And for more information, you guys can go to onemusicfest.com.
There it is. One Music Fest this Saturday, September 14th in the old Fourth Ward. And thank you again, Jay Carter.
I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
Indeed.